bit of a mess down here, but we'll make it work.
Exiting a narrow spiral staircase into Caleb Kraft's basement, the first thing I notice is a pegboard lined with octopodes hanging from a cluttered workbench.
It's octopodes or just octopuses.
Oh,
believe
good
it or not. Yeah.
Okay.
I've actually got a whole pile of them somewhere else.
The downstairs is equipped with multiple 3D printers. For one device in particular, its test item is what's called a Roctopus, an octopus holding a rock and roll hand sign.
Every new material I get, I print an octopus so that I can compare the feel and the flexibility and the look of the materials for future reference.
Kraft works out of his East Springfield home as senior editor for San Francisco-based Make Magazine, a bi-monthly publication that focuses on do-it-yourself projects. In short, Kraft is a maker, with creations ranging from stuffed animals to giant sculptures that spew fire using an assortment of tools.
This right here is a brother embroidery machine. It's computerized.
Kraft shows me some custom logo patches he's created in reference to the Nintendo game Metroid that he plans to put on a t-shirt. He just started using the machine last winter.
Here we go. First try. No idea if this is going to work. Well, it's going pretty slow. Ooh.
Here he is on his YouTube channel showing the audience a trial run.
God, this is amazing. Robots are so freaking cool.
With each creation, Kraft shares it on his blog. He tells me the goal is to inspire others to get involved in the maker movement.
Making should be cool, right? It's like a basic human need to make stuff. We're just trying to make it cool to make stuff again, you know, kind of to move a little bit away from a consumerist culture. I've got this giant robot, which can cut huge pieces of wood.
Out back in his shop, Kraft has large computer numerical controlled, or CNC, machines, including a 5x10-foot wood router and this device that's made for cutting metal. Creations big and small, and the tools used to make them, are what you'd witness at Maker Fairs, which are popping up across the country. The event started in Springfield 2 years ago with the help of Deb Wilson. She's the founder and chairperson for OSTEAM, which promotes science, technology, engineering, the arts, and math throughout the Ozarks.
I had been up to see the Maker Faire up in Kansas City, and I thought this would be the perfect avenue to bring innovation and showcase what is actually happening, both as hobbyists, what are the high-tech businesses in the area doing, what are school-age children doing from preschool to postgraduate schools.
Individuals, businesses, and schools occupy some 90 booths each year at the Springfield Fair, which has attracted over 5,000 spectators since 2015. Wilson's organization was one of a handful on scene this past Friday for STEAM Days at Ozarks Technical Community College. There, some 40 local high school students learned the physics of flight, the chemistry of cooking, and were introduced to a medical simulation lab. In between breakout sessions, students tested out equipment brought in by a handful of local vendors. Sitting in a chair at OSTEAM's booth is 16-year-old Kaylee Belcher of Fordland.
Mind if I ask what you're making here?
Dog.
And what are you using to make the dog?
Just this little plastic 3D printer thingy pen.
The pen uses the same filament the printer does and dries quickly. It operates similar to a hot glue gun, without the mess. Belcher first used these types of tools during a high school class last year.
On a program, we would build like frames, and then we'd put like wires and stuff through it, and he'd show us how to make robots.
And she's looking forward to more hands-on work in college.
Did you die?
Yeah, because Alec kind of flung himself into an ocean a couple times.
Across the room, Tyler Bateman is playing Lucky Tail using the Oculus Rift, one of the top virtual reality devices on the market today. STEAM Days is aimed at providing students hands-on, interactive, team-building experiences that may pique their interest in STEAM education. And as demand for careers in these fields grows, so do the course offerings and the needed real estate to get a practical feel for the technology.
This is the space that we've talked about so far.
At Missouri State University, officials hope to dedicate a section of Meyer Library to an interdisciplinary site. Janelle Johnson, the library's distributed user support specialist, says it means access to technology, space for group study, and space for makers. It would serve as an opportunity for new ideas to emerge through intersecting disciplines.
By looking at current issues, emerging technology, and how those things fit into our lives and how they fit into the public affairs mission and how we can increase workplace readiness for our student body.
She says some schools are ahead of the game in equipping its students with technology in order to identify real-life solutions.
How do we give our students that same resource? Well, if we share, we can do more. And the library is a perfect spot for that sharing. It's what the library is based on.
At Meyer Library, students currently have access to a 3D printer, 3D scanner, and virtual reality headset. Johnson plans to add more robotics to its toolkit and mixed reality technology like the HoloLens. Right now, she's working to identify funding sources to bring the project site to fruition by fall 2019.
Put a makerspace in the library for sure.
Caleb Kraft, the Make magazine editor who we introduced you to earlier, says makerspaces can act as central hubs to get local inventors more involved in the community. In fact, he says the lack of such a venue in Springfield prevents us from witnessing some of the great work being done here.
If you are a spectator in all of this, the thing to take away would be, you know, make some friends, get out there in the community and ask around, because there's insanely incredible things happening. There's people making robots in their garages.
And if you're a participant in the maker movement, get out there and show off, says Kraft.
People want to see what you're doing. And even if you think it's silly or not that important, it is. People will go nuts for what you're making and be impressed that you're making it.
He adds that the Ozarks Mini Maker Faire this August is a great place to start. I'm Scott Harvey, KSMU News.